Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Peter Welch, what's going on in the Middle East? The United States is, you know, obviously positioning itself. That's all I got to say. I mean, I think one of the big problems in a democracy is if you don't know what's going on, how are you going to vote? How are you going to decide? But clearly the United States, for example, is dealing with Turkey and making deals. It would be wonderful to know what it is that gets the Turks to change their mind about helping in the war on ISIS.
Well, I don't know what gets them to change their minds other than self-preservation. You know, with Turkey right now is on again, off again with us, and they're an incredibly important ally. Of course, they have that long border with Syria. But the discussion about Turkey's worthwhile to have because it shows the complexity of what's going on in that region and why we've got to be super careful. Turkey is oppositional to the Kurds. You know, there's the Kurds in Syria. There's the Kurds that have been fighting the PKK, fighting Turkey for autonomy and independence in the Turkish region. So Turkey was not getting involved in defending Kobani. In fact, was bombing the Kurdish positions or attacking the Kurdish positions because they oppose Kurdish separatism and independence. But, of course, that was helping ISIS. And as a result of, I think, a significant amount of condemnation from allies and pressure from the U.S., Turkey's getting on board and seeing that protecting Kobani from ISIS takeover has to be the immediate priority. But what this demonstrates is how much the alliances are so shifting. Turkey is against ISIS. They're against Assad, but they're also against the PKK or the Kurdish alliance. So we've got to be super careful about how we proceed over there in the sense that we can't have the arrogance to think we're going to be able to micromanage some of these conflicts that have been rampant for generations.
But wouldn't you just love to know what the United States had to give to Turkey to get them to change their minds on this, on the defense of Kobani?
Well, I would like to know that. Yep, and they're tough bargainers.
Yeah, because, again, you know, I am sure that part of that negotiation had to be that, you know, the Kurds would lay off in terms of their aggressiveness towards Turkey.
Well, that would be a fair resolution, actually. You know, I don't think fanning the flames of Kurdish separatism with Turkey is going to be helpful to Turkey, to the Kurds, and certainly to the well-being of Kobani. You know, but the real challenge here is if we're going to stop ISIS. You know, ISIS, we've got to define what the ISIS threat is. They're not a direct threat to America. They're an incredible threat to the region. And the U.S. national security interest should be focused on two things. This is our security. One is to deny the creation of any safe havens there, whether it's Syria, Iraq, or Kurdistan. And that's where there's a very legitimate use of force by the U.S. government to deny a safe haven, such as what Osama bin Laden had in Afghanistan. And then secondly, obviously there's got to be real care at the Homeland Security front to deny entry to some of the Americans and some of the Europeans who've gone to fight as jihadists in the region. But our other interest, obviously, is working with allies, but particularly the ones in the region, to promote stability. And that's what's an incredibly difficult challenge, because you've got the satellite states like Turkey, Jordan, Lebanon, that are experiencing a huge influx of refugees. And then you've got that stew of conflict in Syria, where you've got ISIS and Assad fighting, you've got Al-Qaeda, you've got the Khorasan, and then you've got 1,500 different groups that have been identified by the CIA as independent rebel groups to Assad. And that's where I think it gets complicated for America, because the idea that we are going to be able to successfully equip and train within the next year 5,000 Syrian fighters who will go into that swamp of conflict and have a significant impact on the outcome, I think, is a stretch.
Do you ever sit back and say, you know, maybe we should have looked before we leapt in terms of the Arabist strongmen who at least were holding things together? In other words, is this worse than what we did when we said we were, quote, fighting for democracy? And frankly, Peter, for some people who wouldn't know democracy if they fell over it.
Well, that's right. And this is, I think, the legacy of what will be historically seen as one of the most catastrophic decisions by an American president, which was the invasion of Iraq. I mean, Saddam was a really bad guy, and there were a lot of bad guys over there, Assad, Assad I and Assad II, a lot of the Egyptian rulers. But when there was an arrogance about the American decision, as well as a deception, I mean, there were no weapons of mass destruction. And then the way Bush did it was that he went after Saddam, destabilized that country. And then with Paul Bremer, who actually has a home in Vermont, he was the high commander, he literally decimated the civil servant class by firing everybody who had any connection to the Ba'athist Party. And the Ba'athist Party, of course, was the Saddam Party, but it included lots of folks who were super loyalist who probably should have been fired. But it also included folks who, if they wanted a job in the local water treatment facility, had to say they were a Ba'athist. So he completely unraveled Iraqi society. And then when Maliki came in and doubled down on sectarian politics, really isolating and persecuting Sunnis, you just had a society in chaos. And this is the legacy of that the Bush decision to go into Iraq, and trying to put Humpty Dumpty back together is pretty hard.
Always great to talk to Congressman Peter Welch, our friend, the Democrat of Vermont at large, the only one in office since 2007. Peter, when we come back the next time, I want to talk to you about the November elections, okay?